This is Rhema for today.
But as a born-again Christian, we really don't have a lot of things to worry about. We just worry about a lot of things. And I really think that a lot of people would really be in trouble if they couldn't worry about anything. They wouldn't have anything to do, have anything to talk about. You know, but there's really no reason to worry. Although I understand it's a normal, you know, human thing to worry, because we all get concerned.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Craig Hagin continues his teaching, The Ultimate Bailout Plan. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Craig Hagin for today's message.
If you want it better, then talk better. Remember your mom said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. So maybe you need to work on that. Just don't say anything at all. If you're kind of struggling with you know, do I really believe it or not, then quit talking. Quit talking. Maybe I got a confession for some of you. My economy's going good because I'm living on God's economy. And God doesn't drive an economy car. Unless he wants to, all right? I mean, if you want to buy one of those little minis, because, you know, one of you know, those small cars, whatever they have, because you want to, because they think it looks cool, that's fine. You got to watch about it, because I read an article that the car, that you know, the smart cars are so small, this one lady had trouble parking the car. Because the parking place was so big compared to her car, she never could get the car parked right. I mean, it would be in the place, but, you know, it would be sideways and things like that because, you know. But, you know, your economy is what you say it is. I mean, you know, your well-being is what you say it is. And my Bible says that Jesus Christ came that I might have life and have it what? More abundantly. Not just abundant life, but more than we can ask or think. A full supply. Having more than enough. And you say, well, a lot of Christians I talk to say, well, I'm not there. Because you keep saying you're not there. You keep saying you're not there because you're looking at outside circumstances that's keeping you. See, those outside circumstances are keeping you from looking at the real answer, that's Jesus Christ, our ultimate bailout. Our real answer is Jesus. You know, and what you have to do is when you can't see anything good around you because everything looks so bad, then look to the inside. Because you cannot be a loser and be a Christian. All right? Do you realize the definition of a Christian is having Christ in you? Christ is not a loser, so neither are you. You can't be a loser with Christ. It says, know you not that you are the temple of the living one. You're the temple of God. The temple of God is not a loser. So why are you trying to be one? Quit being what you're not. Start being what you are. Start living up to your full potential in life. And the only way you can do that is to watch what you're saying. What are you speaking in daily conversations? I'm not talking about when you pray. See, people are saying the right things when they pray. But we all know what to say when we pray. We've read what the Word of God says. And if you've heard our teachings, we can quote most of these faith scriptures. I'm not talking about your prayer life. I'm talking about your real life. What are you saying when you're walking down the street? What are you saying when you wake up in the morning time? What are you saying when you're talking to your friends? What are you saying whenever you're starting to feel depressed? Because obviously, if you're feeling depressed, you don't know who you are. Or you don't know whose you are. Or you don't know your rights and your privileges. You don't know you already have been bailed out. You don't know anything. But you claim to know it all. Because you've told me so. You know, it's funny when you have a bunch of know-it-alls who don't know anything. Yeah, I know the scripture backwards and forwards. Then why don't you actually act like it? And I'm not trying to act like it mean, you know, you talk everything Christian and do all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about act like it whenever you walk around in the world. You know, I mean, why do we get depressed? Actually, it was the second sermon I ever preached, was you're never alone. And it's still a good sermon. Jesus Christ will never leave you nor forsake you. So wherever you may be, 24/7, 365, and if it happens to be leap year, 366, Jesus Christ is always with you. So if he'll never leave you, he's always with you, what are you worried about? You're worried about circumstances that do not control your life. Situations that do not control your life if you're letting God control your life. Now, if you're not letting God control your life, ain't no telling what you're thinking about. But as a born-again Christian, we really don't have a lot of things to worry about. We just worry about a lot of things. And I really think that a lot of people would really be in trouble if they couldn't worry about anything. They wouldn't have anything to do, have anything to talk about. You know, but there's really no reason to worry. Although I understand it's a normal, you know, human thing to worry because we all get concerned. And I know my grandfather one time when he was talking about, I only heard him use the word worry one time in his entire life. And he corrected it the next second. All right, we were actually at lunch one time on the road, and my grandmother was having some health issues, and she wasn't able to go on that trip. And so we sat down for lunch, and my grandfather, he didn't really talk a lot, but he said, Craig, I'm worried about your grandmother. And then he says, no, I'm not worried. I'm just a little concerned. And really, a lot of his concern was making sure that she was saying the right things and doing the right things to receive her healing. It was more concerned over her doing the right things. It wasn't really a concern for her, although no one wants to see, you know, our loved ones sick. But we shouldn't get worried, because why worry? If there's something to worry about, then pray. It's what Paul and Silas did when they were in jail at midnight. They began to pray. Then after they finished praying, they sang praises. They did it out loud. Everybody heard them. What happened? A great earthquake came and totally changed their circumstances. And everybody else's too. Praise the Lord. What should we do? Pray and sing praises. And guess what will happen? Suddenly our circumstances will change too. Well, yeah, but I did that. And nothing happened. There was no earthquake at my house. You understand, a lot of times on the outside you don't see anything, but if your attitude changes, your circumstance will change. If your outlook changes, your circumstances change. But what are you looking at? Are you looking at Jesus? Are you looking at your problems? Because your problems are not bigger than Jesus. They might look bigger, but praise God, see, problems are mountains. And this verse says, if we have a mountain in our way, we should move it. How do we move it? We speak to the mountain. We tell it to move. And guess what? It moves. Well, I don't believe it. That's why you're not having it. Now, people won't say they don't believe it. They just don't believe it. You don't have to say you don't believe something to not believe it. You know, well, I've been speaking this for all the time and nothing ever is changing. Because you got to change your attitude. First of all, right there, you just showed you're not in faith, because faith is an unquestioning belief. It never questions. It knows the answer. Mark 9:23, a couple pages back, and I'm sure most of you quote this, but I want you to turn your Bible and read it. Why? Because I want you to understand where it's at in your Bible. So that way you can refer to it if you need be. You know, and I'm really bad about quoting scriptures, not telling you where it's at. So Mark 9:23 says, and Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So it's important to believe, because all things are possible to him that believeth. Or if you want to be politically correct, all things are possible to him or her that believeth. All right? So this does not exclude you ladies, all right? It's for you too. All things are possible. Now, nobody ever looks at the opposite side. The opposite is nothing is possible to those that do not believe. If you don't believe, you don't receive. But if you do believe, you do receive. So if you're not receiving, you're probably not believing. Well, but I'm saying it. Are you believing it? I think I am. Well, thinking is not good enough. See, faith is a knowing. You have to know beyond a shadow of doubt that you have it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And you know what? We are accepting applications for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall of 2024. And so you can go to rbtc.org/apply. Or there's information there that will help you to understand what Rhema is all about.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.